Vayter in Shas. Here in the Chaf base, we up on the very top line. Top line. Not top line, but top line. Ma'isa Sha'avu Yosem Arboim Zug Ve'ikvon Rabbi Akiva. We told the story. This is finishing off yesterday's Mishnah. Said that they came with 40 pairs of witnesses that were coming by, and Rabbi Akiva stopped them. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Amar Vihuda Chas V'Shalom Rabbi Akiva Ikvon. Chalila, you're going to tell me that he actually stopped them. Rather, who was it? Ella Shizefar Rosha Shel Gadar Yikfan. It was this guy named Shizefar. That was Rashi says Kach Shamo. He was the one who stopped them. V'shalach Rabbi Gamliel V'riduim Migidulaso. And they sent a message and they took him out from his position. He was chucked. Okay, so the next Mishnah. Now let's talk about the idea of relatives that are coming along to go ahead and be to say that they saw the moon. Avu Benoshros, a chodesh, they have a father and a son that they saw the new moon. What do they do? Yelichu, they go to Beis Din. And now the Gemara explains, the Mishnah explains, Lo Shemit Starfim Zemzin, not because of the fact that they love being starved together. Rather, Elishaim, Yipasel Echad Mehem, Yitzarf Hasheni Macher. If one of them becomes Pasel, then Rashi says, Yikashel Bepiv, Kishi Yivdekuhu Kidalakamanak. We're going to see on Daf Chav Gimel Beis. If they're going to make a mistake in the testimony, the apostle, the other one can be used in order to go to join somebody else. Rabbi Shimon comes and he says, Avu Beno, V'cholakrovim Ksherim Le'idos HaChodesh. They say, no, it's actually going to be okay. It is good. A father and a son are allowed to be work. Relatives are allowed to work in order to be considered. They work in order to be Eidos Chodesh. It's good. Amar Yosi, Ma'isa B'Tuvia Rofi. There's a story about Tuvia the doctor. Sharoa Sachodesh Yerushalayim. He saw the Chodesh. He saw the new moon in Yerushalayim. And he saw it, who? Himself, Ubino, and his son. Oh, the Avda Meshuchar and his servant, the slave that he freed. The Kibla Kohanim also is Beno. The Kohanim, they received him and his son, got him ready. They're going to be the Edom. Upasalos Avda, but they said his puzzle, his Eved, is no good. Okay. When they finally came in front of Beis Din, so the Kohanim was just one Mekabel. It's like the reception area. But when they came in front of Beis Din, Kiblo Silvas Avdo, they actually received him and his Eved, but they passed his son. So far, we have in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon said that the relatives will work. Rabbi Yossi tells a story coming off the saying that they will not work. Amr Rabbi Levi Zakti Gemara comes along. Rabbi says, "My time with Rabbi Shimon. What is a pshat in Rabbi Shimon? He had said that a father and a son can be used as witnesses for Eidos HaChodesh. The pasuk says, 'Vayomer Hashem el Moshe el Aaron.' Hashem says to Moshe and Aaron, who are brothers, 'Beretz Mitzrayim lemar Chodesh Zelachem.' Seemingly saying that what that brothers are allowed to go ahead and they're allowed to work together. Eidos Zu Tehei Ksher Bechem. This type of Eidos is kosher with the two of you. Says Rashi V'alfa Bishem Achim, even though they're brothers." For Abana, and how do they explain not like that? Those who argue on them, they say, Eidos Zo Tehei Masur Lechem. This Eidos is given over to you that you can be the ones that are judging. It says, Rashi, Tehei Masur Lechem Lechashuve Ador. Ani Moser Shikablo Eidos V'yikacho Chodesh V'lo Hachshir Krovim Ba. It's not coming to say that Krovim are allowed to be used, but rather it's coming to say that they can be the ones that they're the ones who are going to be judging the cases. Next part we said, Amar Rabbi Yossi Ma'isa B'Tuvia Rofi. Rabbi Yossi comes in and brings a storyline with the story of Tuvia, the doctor, which ends up coming against Rabbi Shimon and saying that they didn't accept the relatives. Amar of Chanan Barava, Hilchasa Rav Shimon. Halacha goes according to Rav Shimon, that what? That you relatives do work. Amar Lei comes along, Rav Huna, Rav Chanan Barava, is Nahor Dar. Rav Yossi Umaisa, Vat Amar Tilchasa Rav Shimon. Our Mishnah goes and tells Rav Yossi, who argues on him, and then we have a story that comes along with it. And you're going to tell us that the halacha still goes with Rav Shimon, that if they do work, the relatives can do it together? Amar Los, who says back to him, but v'zimn and sagin, amris kamei durav, hilchas agar Rav Shimon, v'lom ridli v'lom midi. There are many times that he brought up that the halacha goes according to Rav Shimon, and he never said anything to me, never argued with me. Now, you got a problem with what I'm saying? If he would disagree with me, he would have spoken up clearly. Amalei says, Hei Tanisa, how did you go ahead and you teach it to him? What did you say to him? He says, actually, I ended up saying the opposite. Amalei Ifcha, he said it the opposite. That what? That the ones that you're allowed to have, people that are related to each other, that they go ahead and they bring Eidos, that goes into Rabbi Yossi. And the one that says that they're not allowed to be, that goes into Rabbi Shimon. So Amalei says back to him, that's why I didn't say anything to you. Because he's masking that he can't have relatives that come together. Okay, now the Gemara ends though by saying, Amar Tavi Brid Demari, Tavi Amar Rar Ukva Amar Shmuel, Hilchus Agrib Shimon, the Lachataka goes Agrib Shimon, that you're allowed to have relatives that come to testify together when it comes to Yidus HaKodesh. This is a big tumult, and if you take a look at the top right corner, it says the Shas actually throws in the word Ein, meaning the Ein Hilchus Agrib Shimon, Hilchus not Agrib Shimon, they can't do Yidus HaKodesh, and only non relatives can do it. For more on that, take a look and let me show them. Weiter, Zuck the next Mishnah. The Mishnah starts off by saying that Elu, these are people that are not able, Elain, Psulin, they're not allowed to go ahead and be testify, they're not allowed to testify, they're not allowed to be Edom here for Edus HaKodesh. There's a Mosef Rashi over here that I have a Gemara in Sanhedrin that tells us that these people are a puzzle from Ladun or Lehei. They're not allowed to be judges and they're not allowed to go ahead and they're allowed to be Lehei Edus, to bring Edus. Why? Because they're all the following people are considered like they are Gazlanim, they're Gazlan, Midurabanan, they're thieves, Midurabanan. And the Pasuk says that the Torah Amar Al Toshis Rasha aid, Rasha can't be an aid, Vakoshkin Dayan, it's certainly not a Dayan. And therefore, Midoraisa, maybe some of these people are going to fall into the category that they're not considered Ganavim or Gazlanim, but Midorbanim they are. Elohim and a Minha, Elohim and a Psulin. Hamasachig Bekuvia, someone literally who plays with dice. Rashi here comes and explains this also. It's not really a Ganav unless you go and you grab something from somebody else. Over here, it's just like a type of gambling thing. Rashi says you take bones and it's like dice made out of bones, pieces of bones. So Masai Bakovya, Malave Beribis, someone who goes ahead and he lends some money with Ribis. Rashi says, Lav Gazlan Daraisa, you're not considered a Gazlan Daraisa. Lemifsale Mishum Al Tosha Said Hamas, Tommy Nafsha Yavli, because the guy's giving it to you on his own volition. But still, it's in the Isid Rabbanan. Mafricha Yonim, people go ahead and they are pigeon racers. Rashi says, Hainu Nami Kein Kubya. This is also like a type of gambling. The Sochri Shvias, people that go ahead and they sell stuff that's grown in Shemitah year. A Shemitah merchant. As we know, you can't do business with it. Rashi says, V'sochri Shvias, Osin Schor, Bepiri Shvias, Terachman Amar Pasuk says, La'achla V'lola Schor, you only to eat and not to get any business out of. And now Rashi explains that we're worried about all these type of people. Afisha Nachshdu Kol Elu, Lavor El Das, Machmas Mammon, we're worried that they're playing with fire, with the concept of money, they're going to do the wrong thing. So Choshtam Lios Me'idim Sheker, we're worried they're going to be Me'id Sheker, they're going to lie, Aydei Mammon V'shochet, through some sort of money or bribery. Ve'ho'avadim, Rashi says ve'ho'avadim, the Gemara says ve'avadim, and slaves as well. And what does that mean? Rashi says this is psuli doraisahu, kavachomer isha, kavachomer bavakama, it's kavachomer from a woman that we see in buvakama. Other second in Eved Kenani, that they're not allowed to go ahead and be edom as well. Zeklal, this is the rule with everything we said. Kol edos she'ena isha kasherela, any testimony, any sort of edus that a woman is not allowed to go, is not kosher to do, these group of people as well are no good. Zakta Gemara, what does that tell you? That ha isha kasherila, that if a woman would be kosher to go and bring some sort of testimony, then afhin kasherila, they would also be kosher to do. Rashi explains what is the type of a testimony a woman is allowed to bring. For example, ha yidal misas adam lahasias ishto, to go and bring a testimony that somebody ended up dying in order that his wife can now remarry somebody else. If you have a woman, she can be a testimony for that. V'al-sota shenitmes bestirish lotishta, and also to say that there was a woman who was a sota, that they say, yeah, she was involved with the doing the wrong thing over there. Therefore, she doesn't actually drink the water, the sota water. So, Aisha share what she is kosher, then they're allowed to do it as well. Ravashi, so Samaris, what does this tell you? That Gazam, the Devraim, Kishem le'idus Isha, a Gazam, midr- Rabbanan is kosher for Edus of Anisha. Rashi says, Lehetera Lina, say, in order to matir someone, they can go and marry this new woman, this woman whose husband died. Rashi goes on to explain, though, Vidafka Gazan de Devrim, only the Rabbanan de Gazan. Gazan de Raisa, but if it's a Doraisa dick, the Chotzef Lavor, but for Hesia, they go and they just steal something from somebody. Lochshir Chachamim Ledus Isha, that doesn't work. They don't allow that to happen. Viafabi Shachshir is the Eved Vesa Isha, the Psuli de Raisa, because they're also Midaraisa, Pasa Midaraisa. And now the finale, the last Mishnah. Misharas, a chodesh v'ena yochel ha-halachetzei, if a person goes ahead there in Eidus but not able to walk. So what do they do? Malichan osal l'chamor, they can go and they can bring him on a donkey. Rashi says, af b'Shabbos. So afil b'mita, even in a bed, meaning if they have to carry him, other people are going to be chal Shabbos. V'im tzodel ha-hem, if you're worried, maybe there's going to be some sort of ambush. Rashi says, you have enemies along the way, and what happens is they're going to come and attack you, and the Baisusim and the Kusim, they used to go and do such a thing in order to mess up the Chachamim. Then, lochem b'yod, the makos, you could take sticks with you. You could take weapons. V'imai seder chokov, it's a great journey. Lochem b'yod, the mazonas, you can even take food with you to carry. Sh'al mahalach, layla v'yom, mechalan, seshabbos, yosin, leil, sechodesh. Because if there would be a night and a day, but you'd get there before the end of Shabbos, they allowed you to be Mechal Shabbos. And as the pasuk says, Eilam Modei Hashem, Shatiku Sam Bimo Adam, in order to have it done in the proper time, so you're allowed to go, even go against and break Shabbos in order to go and do it. Hadron Allah, Arba Rosh Hashanah. Shanim. We go and we finish it off. And for those just joining us, you don't know our minhag, but for those who know, you know. Well, we said Hadron Allah, we're going to go back, so let's now do that. Very first Mishnah, Mesechus Rosh Hashanah, Zok the first Mishnah, Arba Rosh Hashanah, the four Rosh Hashanahs, Be'echad B'nisim Rosh Hashanah Malachim. Good. Now that we've gone back and we did that, let's start the second parak. Second parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, here we go. Zak the Mishnah. So let's say the Sanhedrin, who they're ones who you go to bring the Eidus to, they say you saw the moon, they don't know the guy who was there. They don't know who he is. Says Rashi, that Im'ein Beza Makirinus Aid, in them and Vakashu, they don't know if he's a good dude, the Meshach Nimo Achel Aidu, you could send someone else to be made. We're going to see that means a zug, a whole pair, but let's spell it out. Meshach Nimbezin Shabi'iro, Acher Rashi says, Acher Imo, Lahoyed Alav, Lefne Bezin Agadol, Sheh, Mikadshin Chodesh. So they're the ones going to be Mikadosh to Chodesh. Okay, we're talking about Barishona. Now, it used to be they didn't have to do such a thing. We weren't about it. Mikal Menis Chodesh Mikal Adam. Anyone who came to save they saw the moon, we accepted it. Mishakilkul Abaisusim. But when the Baisusim came along, they tried to mess us up. Rashi says the Gemara is going to explain it on the base. So then, Hiskinu Shaloyim Mikablan Element Akiran. They only accepted people that they recognized and they knew were actually people that they can go and they could trust. Now, my Acher. What does it mean when the Mishnah said that the Menim Akiran was so Mishachanimo Acher Leidu? He brings someone. He sends someone else. Chad. Seemingly, what it means that you send one person to go ahead and back him up to say that he's a good dude. Beep, turn the page. Chaf, beis, omer beis. V'chad mi mehemen. Hold on a second. Do we believe if it's one person? Says Rashi, lachshiru lezeh b'ches chesneman. You have one witness to work for a time. We're looking at a b'ayis. A ma'is shabahu ve'edav imo lahoyed alav. There was a story about someone who came to go and testify, as Rashi puts it, and he brought with him to aid them to say that he's a good dude. So what do we say? We see that you need to have two people, and it can't just be one. My papa, my acher, what does it mean when it said acher? It means zug acher. It didn't mean another person. It meant a new group of people, which means you have to have Edom that come with you. How can it be stabbed? It also makes sense to say that. You know why? Because the Mishnah says, if you don't want to say that it means two, then what does it mean? Im ena makirno so, my oso. When it says that if they don't recognize him, what does it mean? Him. Ilem oso chad, if you mean him, means that one, v'chad mimehemen, what did you think, that one person alone would be good? Mishpat k'sivbe. It says they have to have a mishpat. The mishpat means, as Rashi says, gichok l'sehul mishpat l'kiyakov, that it's got to be at least two witnesses. Elamai so, what does it mean, so? It means oso azog. Just like it means, it can't be singular, it means plural, so too it means plural. So achinami, same idea. My acher, what it says acher, zug acher means another pair of witnesses that are coming to go ahead and testify that this guy's a good dude. In fact, the Gemara of Echad lo Mahemin, is it true? You want to tell me that really only one is not good, that it doesn't work? For a time, we're looking at Baisa. Maisa, Rabbi Noray, we have a story with Rabbi Noray. Shehalach Eitzel Ha'ed Lehayed Allah b'Shabbos b'Usha, that he went with this witness in order to testify about him that he's a good dude. Amri, they said, Rabbi Noray, Sadeh Echrin Hava Ba'adeh. It says, no, he had another witness that was with him. And the fact that it wasn't Machsh of him, in other words, you were brought the story to say, hey, he came by himself. The answer is, no, he had another one with him, but it only said one because it was a covenant of Rabbi Naroi. That what? Rashi says, Sha'arei, first skinny line. We shall learn from him. Even he was Mechal Shabbos not to go do this. It's not covered for him to go and mention the other guy that also did this. But we're saying the godless of him, this is Adam Choshem, yet he still decided to go ahead and break Shabbos for this. Rav Ashi Amai comes and says, no, a different answer. He had another witness that was there. Rashi says, Hamakir Sa'ida Zeh, that recognized this witness. And Vaz Rabbi Noroi, let's roof it by day, and he went to go to be mitzarev with him. What's the chiddush of here? Obviously, you know, great. So now he's coming by himself, and he's going to testify. What's what are we learning from here? Maybe from Suffolk we shouldn't be Bechal Shabbos, a couple lines down from the skinny lines in Rashi, Misfaker, meaning so maybe the guy wasn't home for Shabbos, he went away for Shabbos, Kamash Balon, comes to tell you, not like that, we're not worried about that, and even if it's a Suffolk, we still go. He also, Ula, when Ula came, Amar, he said, he came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and he told him, you should know that in Eretz Yisrael there are the Mekadosh to Chodesh. Amar Rav Kahana, Lomi Boy Ula the Gavarabahum Demahanman. It's not only because he's a great person that we believe him. Oh, even if he wouldn't have been Ella, if you inish the Almanamium, if it would have been a regular Stam Joe, we would have believed that my time how come? Because call Misla David Legluye Lomishakrabanish. Something which eventually is gonna come out and everyone's gonna know about it, a person wouldn't go ahead and lie about such an idea. Therefore we go ahead and we believe even if it will be a Stam person. Tanyanami Akhiras for Bryce, which backs us up. That states, Ba'echad Besofa Olam, it changes the Lashon over here from Besofa Olam to Mesofa Olam. Va'amar, if you have someone come from the opposite, the end of the world, and they come and they say, Va'amar, Kitchu based in Nesachodesh, they're Mekadesh, Nesachodesh. Neman, we believe the guy, because the guy's not going to come along, he's not going to lie. Zok the next part of the Mishnah. But Rishon Hayu Mekabel Nesachodesh Mekol Adam, used to be they would accept Eidus from every person. But then they stopped doing because the Bais Susan tried to mess them up. Bais Susan. Tanur Rabbanan. My Kilkul Bais Susan. What was it that they did? They tried to mess them up. Pamachas. Bikshu Bais Susan Lahatus Chacham. They wanted to go and mess up the Chacham. And Rashi says, what they wanted to do is to have the following. They know that the 30th day of Adar was falling out on Shabbos. That would mean that what? If the 30th day of Adar falls on Rosh Chodesh, and that would actually be the first day, I'm sorry, let's say it again, the 30th day fell on Shabbos, that would be the first day of the next month, then it would come out that Sunday of Pesach would end up being, let's try that again. The Bais Susan wanted to be that the first day of Pesach fell on Shabbos in order that it would be that the Omer would be on the first day of Shabbos and that Shavuos would also be on the first day of Shabbos, meaning the first day of the week, Sunday, and that Shavuos would also be on Sunday because they darshaned the Pasuk Mimachras Shabbos in Ifenu. It was literal after Shabbos, you go and you wave the Omer, and Mimachras Shabbos of Tisperu Chamishim Yom, Shavuos should also fall out after Shabbos on the Sunday. So they wanted to work it out like that, even though we know that it doesn't mean that literally. It means to say that the Pesach itself is called Shabbos that time, and Shavuos also. So therefore, it's not a problem. It could be any day of the week, but they wanted to mess it up to have it work out the way they liked it. So what they did is Sachu Shnei B'nei Adam Arameo Zuz. They hired two people. They paid 400 Zuz, 200 Zuz each, to go and do a shtick. Echad Mishalanu, Echad Mishalam. One of them was one of them. It was a Baisusi, and the other one was one of us. I don't know if it's a good dude. Velo Kiru says Rashi didn't recognize that he was one of us. And Shalahem Hayed Eduso Vyatza, their dude, their bad guy, he came along, he said his Eduso, and he left. Shalanu Amrulo, but Iris came along, and they said the following. And Markitzer, he says, how'd you see the moon? Amrulam, he said to them, Ola Hayise, Mile Adumim. He says, I was on my way to Mile Adumim. Risev Shu Ravutz bin Shnei Ksalim, I saw that it was bent down, was crouching between two rocks. Rosho Domin LeEgel, its head looked like an egel, like a baby cow. Aznav Domin LeGdi, and its ears looked like a baby goat. Kind of Domin LeTzvi, its horns looked like a deer. It was Navo Munachas Lo Bein Yarkosav, its tail was between its legs. The Satsibo, and I looked at him, Vinyarsati Avinafati Lecharov, and I got scared. And I fell back. If you don't believe me, I have 200 zuz that I have in my clothing. Right now, he was clearly basically saying to them that, by the way, I was hired to mess you up. Armelo, they said, "Mi is kikcha lekach? What's pshat? That who told you to do this?" Armelam, he said, "Shemati shebikshu by susim hatus achamim." I knew they wanted to go mess with the chamim. Marty, I said, "Eli chaniv odia lehem." I'm going to go and tell them because Shema Yavu bnei Adam, Sheinimul Ganim. They have someone who's not proper. V'yitu zechamim the gemesel chamim. Amar lo, they said to him, Matayim zuz nesunan lechab matana. These 200 zuz are yours as a matana. Not yours, but yours. The yours is a matana. Rashi explains that you have to go up a little bit. First one in the line is b'matana, one line up. You can go and you can have this 200 zuz, even though you didn't do what you said you're going to do. They hired you to go and lie to us. You didn't lie to us, so therefore you get to keep it. How do they have the right to do that? Because Beis Din is a rishus to go and give a kanas, a mammon, and to make hefker, like the Gemara says, Yavamos, that hefker, Beis Din hefker. And therefore, it's like we took it away from them and gave it to you. So, ve'asochercha yimasach ala amud, and the people that came and hired you, they should get malchus. They should get the smackdown. Lie them down and give them the smackdown. Bosa shah skinu. And then at that moment, they said, oh, we got a problem here. They set up, shaloyu mekabalin ela mina makirin. They're not going to go out and be mekabal eid to sechodus, except for people that they recognize and can trust. Now we get into the famous fiery mountains. Zok the Heilige next Mishnah. Barishona, you must see Masos. You see, they used to like these fires. Rashi said, Lacha Shikitra Kodesh, what's every kind of Shikodesh? Lo Yutzvichan Liskor Shluchim Lashloch, Ligola Lodia, Kiamasos, Modia Masam. You have to send any messengers because the fires would do it. Misha Kilkulo by Akusam, when the Kusam messed it up. Then they were stuck, and what they had to do is Eskinashi Shluchim Yotzim, they would send forth Shluchim messengers in order to go forth, and then they would do it as well, and they stopped doing this the shtickle anymore. And the Rashi points out that at the time they would do it, they would only do it if it was a chaser. The Gemara is going to get into that, but they ended up doing it in a way that when they saw that they weren't doing it, the Kusim themselves started lighting the fires, and everybody thought that was really accurate. So when they messed it up, then they said that they're going to send it out. Now, what was the process, the procedure? What were they used to do? Mevien klunsos shel eres arukim. They would take these poles that are made out of strong wood, this type of wood, cedar. Rashi says that kedeshir lemerachok, very long, big poles, in order you could see it from far. Vikunim and reeds, v'atzei shemen and wood of balsim u'na'orish shel pishtan. And flax that they would go and put all this together, and all these Rashi says because it would make a bigger fire. The korach b'mashicha, and they would go ahead and they would put it up on the top, and they would tie it together with some sort of string on the top of the poles. V'olu l'boshahar, they go to the top of the mountain. Umatzis behenes or they would light it on fire. Umolichu mevi umalim morid, they would go ahead and they would start waving it. They put it back and forward, and then go up and then go down until ad shehu. Until he saw that his friend was doing it in the second mountain as well. The third mountain, Uman Hayu Masin Masos. What was the, how would they, Umeayin Hayu Masin Masos. Where would they go when they do this? In other words, which mountains would they do it? Rashi says, what was the name of the mountains? Mehara Mishra L'Sartava. They would start in Mishra, Rashi says, which is Harazesim in front of Yishalayim, and they would go Ad Shero and Shosin came Behar Sartava, until they saw in Har Sartava. Ome Sartava L'Grofina, until they went from there to Grofina. Ome Grofina L'Chavron. Ome Chavron L'Beis Baltin. And one to the next. Ome Beis Baltin Lo Zazu Misham. Ella Molich Omevi Mila Morid, and from there they wouldn't leave. From there they would go forward and back and forward, up and down. Achaya Roa Kola Gola the fun of Kemadur Zesh. Until we saw the entire Gola, the entire diaspora that was lit up like a big fire. Rashi says that means Bnei Bavel Anshe Pumpedisa. The Hema Medin the Chol Bnei Medinas Bavel. Then we go and tell everyone in Bavel. Rashi says Kemadur Zesh. If Farshi Gemar Kemadur Zesh Loshen Hesegadol, a huge fire. Now, Zuck the Gemara, how do you know that this Lashon, my mashma, the Masiyan, this Lashna Dikurhu, how do we know that this, the Lashon of Masiyan is Lashon of fire, of that it was burning? The Pasuk says in David HaMelech also that Vayisayim, the David is Vayisayim, and his Anoshav and his people, Matagamina, and the Matagamina says, V'ogdina David, and David went ahead and he burned it. So that's how we know that that's what the Lashon is. Tanarabanan, Ein Masin Masos, Ella Alachoda Shiner Bismano. The only time they would do it was on a month that they saw in its time, Le Kadashel, in order to go ahead and to be Mekadashit. This is talking about that Beis Din again would only do this if it was the 30th day, was Rosh Chodesh. meaning that it is a chaser, and only if they saw it on the night before, on the 29th, and then when they go ahead and they would do the lighting, lor iburo, on the day that it was actually the iburo, the next day, that's when they would go and they would light it on 31. Lamema, which comes out, kum tochoy, says the Gemara, that only the chaser of dinan, they would only do the shtick when they would light the fires if it was a month, it was chaser, a malay lo of dinan, but they wouldn't go ahead and do it if the month was malay. If it was a month, it's actually 30 days. Only a 29-day month, they do it, not a 30-day month. We're going to continue, God willing, tomorrow as per why that is the case on tomorrow's daf. But until then, my friends, we're going to stop here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.